Yeah, in the car, I'll probably just Wi-Fi tether off my phone. I can do that. It works. Not great, but it works. And I don't have a hotspot in my car anymore. I'm actually using it right here behind my network as a DMR. I didn't want to put DMR on the repeater. I just want to leave the repeater alone. It's D-Star only, and it's running the ICOM software. It's been running the ICOM software for almost 2 weeks now. I haven't done nothing to it. It just runs, runs, and runs, and stays connected to the network. And I had one person use the repeater, but locally. I don't think he's registered on the gateway. Because I saw a different call sign on the dashboard. I don't normally look at that dashboard, but I was curious on what the weird key up was. I don't know where he was from. He might have been driving through town. That's what happens here. I drive through and disappear into the abyss. Yeah, so DMR, I actually got DMR on the hotspot. Well, I got D-Star on it too, but I got NXDN, DMR, and then Kings or XLX if I want to play with that. And I did that just because I can, and it doesn't tie up the repeater. So that's even better for me too. I would rather have the repeater tied to the network than any other mode anyway. And let's see, what else? That's it. I don't got much going on. Al hasn't been out here. He was out here a few days ago. But I had to disconnect the Mount Lemmon repeater, having some test tones sent over me. So my moment is Mount Lemmon will connect
four
for Saturdays and
Q
disconnect
E
after
disconnected.
probably after Newsline or whatever. Probably at the same time as everything else disconnects. I don't want to deal with that machine.